The dead. This morning, the obdurate golden green grass, blurred with dew, buried in the house's shadow. Deer, their faces softened by sleep, raise their heads and look through you, draining you of motive. You become as still as they are, waiting. As though under it all lurked another, more comprehensible world, carrying itself so slowly as to go unnoticed. What if the dead don't leave? Not exactly. What if instead they're what orients you? The sixth sense that turns you this way and that, tilts your face toward the light. What if they are the light? That would explain, wouldn't it, the strange clarity after someone dies. The peculiar radiance things acquire, even the least of them. Your loss everywhere transformed. Your suffering grown impersonal, self-sufficient. Each item buzzes with the vibrancy of the one who's gone. An inherited light that is no longer his or hers, that only you still recognize. So every time you close your eyes, something of that person leaves again. Let's be clear about the stillness you felt in the deer this morning. And yes, you're still staring, still feel the lukewarm glass against your forehead, as you think of the dew and of the grass and of the deer themselves, now vanished from the lawn. It had nothing to do with the dead. The dead don't stop with their hearts in their throats. To die is not to wash through the body of a deer like a ghost. It isn't to skulk under a living skin. It's a change in the value of things. There's no such thing as the dead. When the dead die, they don't hold anything back. Otherwise, a bitterness, like the sediment in wine. It's pure alchemy. The world pours itself into the vessel of the new day, and the liquid runs clear. And that's what hurts. The clarity. It leaves you staring out the window, wondering what to forgive. The lawn more beautiful than it should be. The blades of grass all bent one way, silvered and utterly coherent, like a mirror with no face in it.